This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the second annual Pan-American Congress, she's giving a speech. She declares that she is, quote, a proud Guatemalan, because that's where she was born, before she is an American.
Quiero terminar diciendo unas palabras en español porque yo soy guatemalteca con mucho orgullo, primero que soy americana.
Listen to them clap. Did you hear them clap? Listen to this woman. This is, folks, this is who the Democrat Party is becoming, this woman. Her husband is an illegal immigrant. He's a DACA recipient. She defines her marriage as mixed status. In other words, illegally here and Guatemalan, I guess. She's not an American. You notice how she says that? I'm a proud Guatemalan before I'm an American. So it's okay to be proud to be Guatemalan. She doesn't say I'm a proud Guatemalan before I'm a proud American. She's not a proud American. You would never say you're a proud American as a Democrat because you'd lose the next primary. That's enough to wipe you out. She defines her marriage as mixed status on her campaign website. So this is what she wants you to know. Look at me. I'm not really American. Please, I apologize for, you know, having to represent this crappy country. Now, here's where it gets awesome. I mean, like, just in order to, you know what she did? She figures these dumb Americans don't speak Spanish. They won't know what I said down there in Mexico. Well, we have this thing called the internet. There's this other thing called Google Translate. And a lot of us do speak Spanish. My daughter is fluent, self-taught. I speak it well enough to struggle my way through it. Not great. But well enough to go, she said, what? I'm a proud Guatemalan before I'm an American. And then it got better. She trashed America for being addicted to war and accused the country in which she works as a public service and servant and Congress member of using, quote, imperialism, militarization, conquest, control, and competition in its attempts at domination. You know what she's here for? She's here to destroy this country. She's in Congress to defeat this country. We need to bring back loyalty tests, folks. Something's got to be done about these people. Look, I don't care if you disagree with me. You can disagree with me all day long as a member of Congress. I'll debate you, but you got to be an American. You can't hate this country just because. Well, the White House fired back. Quote, these Democrats' comments are despicable and underscore their commitment to putting Americans last. Boy, are Americans last, said White House spokesperson Liz Huston. In stark contrast, President Trump is working tirelessly to secure peace deals, deport illegal alien criminals, and advance America's interests at home and abroad. Department of Homeland Security issued a response to, quote, "There is no room in this country for hyphenated Americanism. Americanism is a matter of spirit of the soul. Our allegiance must be purely to the United States. We must unsparingly condemn any man who holds any other allegiance." She's bragging about it down in Guatemala. Folks, have you noticed what the pattern is here now? Because I've noticed it. Look at Mankami. If you are a born American, that's a problem in a Democrat primary. The least American wins. So if you are an immigrant and you hate your country, you brag on your website that you're from a mixed status marriage because you are married to an illegal immigrant. You're aiding and abetting crime, in other words, which Democrats love crime. You brag. Whatever you can do to remove yourself from the American banner makes you more popular. Again, Mankami, not born here. Yay, people love that in the Democrat primary. This has become a point of pride to not be an American when you are trying to represent Democrat Americans. I guess we just call them Democrats. Folks, you see the signs of this everywhere. You know what is driving me crazy? Pick a Democrat event, it doesn't matter. The recent No Kings marches, that's a good one. You see a single American flag? Not one. They have replaced the American flag with the pride flag. You'll see plenty of pride flags. My daughter and I went to the University of UNC Chapel Hill. And they have, you know, the flag holders are there on the buildings. We walked through the campus. We didn't see a single American flag, not one, anywhere. There was a big flagpole in a quad. There was no American flag there. It had nothing on it. But the buildings themselves, all pride flags. No American flag. And my daughter noticed. She pointed out to me. I'd been annoyed by the pride flags. I'm like, okay, I get it. You don't have to show it in my face. It's not Pride Month. She said, Mom, there's nothing but pride flags here. There's no American flags. I know. You would never be caught with one. Just like if you can help it, you will find a way to not be an American in the Democrat primary. That is the level of the seething hatred. And as Lee said before, it makes sense when you look at Mankami and Elizabeth Warren endorsing him yesterday. They hate America. They hate capitalism. They hate freedom. They hate the Bill of Rights. They hate the founding of this country. They hate its history. They hate America. Hate, hate, hate. And so anything that is American is de facto wrong. But the beauty of it is they're not hiding who they are anymore. I mean, right? This woman trended yesterday on X, on and off, on and off. I was like, who is she? Oh. Hates America. Okay, makes sense. They're being exposed for what they are, and that's a good thing. Okay, Nancy Mace, up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Joining me now is, I can say this now, gubernatorial candidate Nancy Mace. Tim, if you could pull her up, that'd be great. Good morning, Nancy Mace.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
Absolutely. Okay, so I want to dive right in because I've got so many questions for you. My first question is this. One person you'll notice on the show that I never criticize is Republican Susan Collins. And I don't criticize her because she's from Maine and we're lucky to hold that seat at all. And so she has to moderate sometimes. You ran in that kind of seat out on the coast. A Democrat could just as easily win it as a Republican could. In fact, most other Republicans haven't been able to hold that seat. They got beaten by the Democrats. And so you ran as very moderate, quite frankly, in the general election. If you'd run as a conservative, you probably would have lost. I want to ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Are you a conservative?
Oh, I'm absolutely conservative. I think when you see my policies are very much like Trump's policies. He's very common sense. He's conservative, but he's also socially sensible and is sensitive to some of those policies and issues. And quite frankly, I took my seat when I won it by 1 point 4 years ago, and I flipped it from Democrat to Republican. I made it even more conservative over the last 4.5 years. In fact, in November, I won by 18 points. So I took my conservative ideology and made it even more conservative. At the same time last year, I was able to kick out a Democrat sheriff who was a sanctuary sheriff in Charleston County, a county that Kamala won by 11 points. And I got her rejected at the ballot box, and we won a Republican sheriff in Charleston County by 1 point. And that sheriff started working with ICE on day one. This was a rogue sanctuary sheriff. And so I've proven that with my policies, and I think it's the way that I talk about things that aren't scary. I mean, suburban women are with us when we talk about the tranny issue, when we talk about protecting our daughters. And, you know, so I've been able to take that and speak about it, I think, in a way that people are like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because I'm a lot like Trump in the way that I think about things and the way that I communicate, conservative, but with common sense values and messaging too. And people like that. That's why he won overwhelmingly in November last year, he and I both.
Nancy Mace, I noticed how after on July 1st, you came out in support of having essentially an alligator Alcatraz here and working with ICE, that suddenly in the last 4 days, our governor and his administration and another candidate have suddenly come out with a plan just like yours. Do you think
Identical.
Do you think you inspired that?
Oh, absolutely. And then yesterday, another candidate rolled out his education plan. And wouldn't you know, it was basically identical to the education plan that I rolled out yesterday morning. So I look at this and I'm like, you know, the media is going to, the media portrays me in one way. They want to talk about the memes that I post. I'm like a lot like Trump. I'm Trump in high heels, but I'm very policy oriented. I wrote my 8-point plan for the state of South Carolina personally, and I unveiled it yesterday. And so I've been teasing some of these policies and ideas the last couple of weeks, and now I'm seeing my opponents copy them. And the best form of flattery is the imitation. And I don't mind that. And I also have an alternative plan. I have identified over 400 bed spaces, facilities owned by the state that we could work with DHS and ICE with before building an alligator Alcatraz. But we have a naval brig. We have other facilities with empty beds that we could use and work with ICE right now that we're not doing to deport more illegals. And the other thing we can do is I want to find businesses $1,000 a day if they're hiring illegal labor and not South Carolina labor. Then you pay big money to the state. So I got lots of ideas, and we unrolled them yesterday. And I'm glad that my opponents are copying me. I think that's terrific.
Nancy Mace, I want to be clear what your position is on this. It's one thing to be able to say, as now several people are saying in the race, that they want to build the equivalent of an alligator Alcatraz. But the reason that Ron DeSantis needs that in Florida is because he has deputized state law enforcement officers as federal immigration officers, which allows them to pick up that illegal immigrant. They get him for speeding. Now they can take him to an ICE facility. It's going so well. They need a facility. Are you willing to commit to deputizing all of the state officers as they've done in Florida? Because that's the critical part. You can build holding facilities and that's nice. Will you do that? Because Trump has asked all Republican governors to do that.
Oh, 100%. I mean, 100%. I mean, I'm all in on that. And in fact, there are many policies that I am modeling after Florida, after Texas, after Tennessee, that really put the MAGA agenda, America First agenda, at the state level on down. And we really need that. We have a huge opportunity next year in the midterms to have America First governors who are willing to make those tough decisions. I don't even think it's a tough decision. It's like, yes, let's go. And we have law enforcement officers that are begging to assist in this way, and we're going to do it.
Alan Wilson has proposed going to a 0% tax rate for the state of South Carolina. What is your opinion on that? What would your tax plan look like?
Well, his probably copies mine. I unveiled a 5 years to zero tax plan yesterday. We have the highest state income tax in the Southeast. North Carolina and Georgia are lower than ours. Tennessee is at zero. Of course, Florida is zero, so we're not competitive with other states right now. I'm going to offer two different approaches to getting to zero state income tax over 5 years. The first one's the easiest one. We need to freeze the general fund, which is about a third of the state budget. $40.1 billion roughly is the state's annual fiscal year budget. But a third of that goes into the general fund. We have $6 billion roughly a year in tax funds, state income tax funds that go into that fund. But if we were to freeze the general fund to 2022-2023 fiscal year at about $11.6 billion, then every dollar above that threshold would go to a permanent tax cut for South Carolinians. And so I believe with the amount of revenue growth that we've had, economic growth we've had over the last couple of years, we'll be able to do that in 5 years. But to accelerate that path, we can freeze or cut, pause, slash earmarks. I mean, in pre-COVID in 2019, earmarks were $30 million a year. If we, just in 2 years ago, they were $700 million. Cut it to zero. And we have to cut about $1 billion a year over 5 years to get us down to zero. So you can accelerate that. We can freeze state government hiring. We can offer accelerated retirement packages like Trump did with federal workers. We can do that with state government employees. There are a number of ways to accelerate that path. I want the state agencies to cut between 3-4% annually. We know that there is bureaucracy that can be shaken out. So I've offered a plan. It's very simple. The first plan yesterday to get us down to zero in 5 years. Very common sense, very conservative.
Nancy Mace, you said you are Donald Trump in high heels and you did endorse him this time, but in the past you have been against Trump. The Hill has this article, Representative Mace defends switched support for Trump. People want to get rid of Joe Biden. Tell me about that for a minute.
Well, I mean, sometimes within the party, we don't always agree on everything, and that's okay. But I have always supported Trump's policies, even when he and I have disagreed. And I was deeply honored to have his endorsement for Congress last year. And I likewise endorsed him in his run for president statewide here in South Carolina. It was early on when I did that. And I've gone to bat to him ever since. I mean, I did the George Stephanopoulos interview where he won $15 million in a defamation suit. I was out there defending him as a survivor because they have smeared him and besmirched him for things he has never done. I've gone to bat for him on the big, beautiful bill. I was there. I called him when Mike Johnson was trying to get elected speaker and we didn't have the votes. We had two holdouts. And I'm the one that called the president, got him on the phone with the holdouts and the speaker. And I witnessed on my personal phone as he negotiated with them so that Mike Johnson could be speaker. And so I've been with him every step of the way. And I spoke with him. I communicated with him over the weekend, too, about my run for governor. I've been keeping him updated the last couple of months as I was coming to this decision. I have a great relationship with him and really appreciate his leadership, and he's an inspiration. So I told him this weekend, he's an inspiration to me because I want to bring his ideas and policies and implement them throughout South Carolina. That's what people are begging for, and that's what I'm going to deliver on.
Quickly, Nancy Mace, you were one of those who took out Kevin McCarthy, and you explained well on Twitter why you did it. I mean, it was the grotesque spending. He had betrayed the Republican Congress. But that means you've made a lot of enemies. You're going to be running against big Columbia money. Where will you get the money to stand up to that?
Well, I raised more money in the first 10 hours yesterday than any other candidate for governor in their first 10 days. And we're seeing folks all across South Carolina and nationally. It's about a mix, 50-50 probably, of folks both in the state and across the country who are supporting us. And if folks just want to chip in a dollar, this morning in the upstate, you can go to nancymace.org, have your voice heard. We had thousands of people just chip in a dollar yesterday. It was pretty extraordinary. Our average donation is around $22 online. And that's grassroots. That is real people across our state and across our country. And we're going to need all the help we can get. This is a grassroots movement. And we are going to take on the swamp. We are going to take on Colombia. We are going to take on the establishment because I don't owe them anything. I owe only the people of South Carolina, whom I serve, for everything, because I work for you, not for them.
Nancy Mace, best of luck with your governor's campaign. I hope you'll come back.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Tara.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.